Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Did you hear the news? It's a little more difficult than I would have thought it was going to be, but Bennifer is no more. Oh, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, they've broken up. Here's this week's entertainment report with Christina Stoffo.
All right, Ed, Trouble in Paradise. Looks like Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck have called it quits after a pretty long marriage. Apparently, Jen finally had enough of Ben's gambling and drinking, and she had to pull the plug. Sources say that Ben needed a little bit too much alone time with the bottle the last few years, and Jen just couldn't take it anymore. Ben's side of the story, though, a little less negative. He says they just wanted to live their lives differently, and it didn't work out. 2 years of therapy couldn't help him. And you know, on the bright side, ladies, Ben is now a single man. Donald Trump just can't get out of his own way along with everything else. Now, Macy's has pulled his clothing line from their stores. I guess with all the weird things he's been saying lately, they're kind of scandalous, you know. Macy's didn't want to be involved or have their image tarnished. Oh, and get this. Because Univision cut ties with him over all this controversy, he's suing them for $500 million. And Ed, maybe one day we can charge $110,000 to make a 15-minute appearance somewhere.
Thursday, January 14th, 2016, 2 p.m.
But until then, let's just leave it to Lil Wayne, who, for a hefty price of $110,000, he'll show up at your club for 15 minutes, do a 5-song set. Oh, and you know it's not that simple. The club also has to accommodate his 20 large entourage with champagne and Ciroc vodka, and he needs to have security around him at all times, you know, because someone always wants to shoot at him. And Caitlyn Jenner, back in the news, of course, was out on Broadway recently. And, you know, those cameras, paparazzi, were there to catch every move she made. She had on a nice blue lace dress, looked really good. But here's the thing. Every time she goes out, she has a different outfit on. Maybe it's a Kardashian syndrome, always ready for the paparazzi, attention hungry, maybe. I don't know. If I had to change every time I stepped outside the house, Ed, I would be exhausted 100%. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
There's an idea. Forget about Caitlyn Jenner. How about having Christina Stoffo change 3 or 4 times during every show segment? This is a great idea. I don't think she's going to like it, but it's a great idea. And Christina will be back with all those clothes next week. How long is too long to hang on to something? You know what I mean. A book that you read a couple of years ago. How long will you keep that book unless you have this big expensive library that you're building somewhere in your house? Old clothes, old memorabilia from vacations, maybe even old furniture that you don't really use that much anymore. How long is too long before you just say it's time to get rid of it? There has been an invention in the past, 10, 15, 20 years that has allowed us to hang on to things longer than we would have before. The self-storage space. What a neat little invention that's turned to be. For, $100, $150 a month, you can go and rent nothing. That's right, an empty concrete floor with one of those roll-down doors and a little padlock, and you can keep whatever you want in there. You can even go and hang out in there from time to time if you choose. But it allows us to hang on to things that we would have gotten rid of. It's very difficult sometimes to say goodbye to something. Oh, I remember that. I got that at Disney World back in 1989, and I'm just not ready to let it go. But all the knickknacks, the extra clothing, why hang on to these things? And how long is too long? Now, I'm not talking about you being ready for an episode of Hoarders, but it's also good to get new stuff every once in a while. It's what powers our national economy. Can you imagine if you just bought everything you needed when you first got married or you first moved out on your own and that was it, and you weren't going to buy anything else for the rest of your life? The entire world's economy would collapse into ruins. We always have to go out and get more stuff. And before this turns into a George Carlin routine of long ago, let's just think about how long you keep these things and how appropriate is it to keep something. Okay, let's go back to the book example. You read a book 2 years ago. It's still sitting on the on your bookcase. It's full of dust. Maybe it's time to get rid of it. And it's very difficult for an older person. Let's say it's time to downsize. Let's say the person is moving into an apartment or an adult assisted living facility. Then it's not even up to them. It's up to their kids to get rid of the stuff. And it's, oh, I don't want to get rid of that. And, oh, I don't want to get rid of this. But at some point, you just do have to let this stuff go. It's very, very difficult to do that, though, sometimes. So when you go around and you look at stuff in your basement, ask yourself, when was the last time I touched this thing? And then ask yourself, when is the next time I plan on touching this thing? And if the answer is anywhere between 5 and 10 years, it's time to get rid of it because it's not doing you any good. And when you do have to get out, if you ever have to move in a hurry, what a nightmare that's going to be. Stay with us. Coming up next, surprising steps to getting a good night's sleep. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's the old I'm going to count to three parenting technique. Does it work? Your child is misbehaving and you start counting. 1, 2, 3. And by the time you get to 3, the child comports himself. But is this the best technique? Here's the developmental science of it.
1, 2, 3.
All parenting experts, including a cadre of social psychologists, agree that consistency is key. But why 3 chances? Does your boss give you 3 chances to perform when you're told to get on with it? And really, do you like, as a parent, counting to 3? It's just downright embarrassing.
1, 2, 5. Peter, 3.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tell your kid to do something the first time, follow it with either punishment or praise. The next time you ask, you won't have to count to 3, and always follow that one with praise. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The next time you eat a steak or suck the meat off a chicken bone, consider this job posting from the USDA trolling for a food inspector. Quote, food inspectors are involved in post-mortem inspections of animals or poultry. The inspector must stand on slippery and uneven floors while performing the inspection of animal carcasses and body parts, which are pulled by a mechanized chain through the plant. Water of 180 degrees Fahrenheit and high-voltage electrical stimulators are in the inspector's proximity. Viscera inspection activities require the USDA inspector to palpate and slice organs while standing at a moving table. In addition, the inspection work requires the ability to detect product abnormalities through smell. Who says old-fashioned USDA work isn't fun? This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.